The state of Kansas ended November 2024 with total tax collections at $675.5 million. That's $25.4 million, or 3.6% below the estimate, with total tax collections up 4% from November 2023. Individual income tax collections were $335.2 million. That's $15.3 million, or 4.4% below the estimate, though individual income tax collections are up 14.9% from November 2023, and corporate income tax collections were $24.5 million. That's $5.9 million, or 19.4% below the estimate, and down 31.1% from November of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $287.3 million, which is $2 million, or 0.7% below the estimate, and down $3.7 million, or 1.3% from November 2023. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is warning poultry producers about the significant risks of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The virus is spread by waterfowl, like ducks and geese, to domesticated birds, with chickens especially susceptible. And while it hasn't been detected in domesticated birds in Kansas since April, it was recently detected in wildfowl. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says you should monitor your birds for symptoms of HPAI, which include coughing, sneezing, nasal discharge, and other signs of respiratory distress, lack of energy and appetite, decreased water consumption, decreased egg production and/or soft-shelled, misshapen eggs, incoordination, and diarrhea. However, the virus can kill without birds even showing symptoms. If your bird exhibits any symptoms, you should contact your veterinarian immediately. And if you don't have a regular veterinarian, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Health Office toll-free at 833-765-2006. You can find more information, including details on how to prevent HPAI, by visiting agriculture.ks.gov and clicking on the link under News. Kansas wildlife officials have announced that the application period for special big game hunting permits is now open. In a press release, Rose Clausen with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said that state-based chapters of nonprofit organizations focusing on wildlife conservation and promoting hunting and fishing heritage now have a special fundraising opportunity, as eligible organizations can now enter a random drawing for one of seven special big game hunting permits, which can then be sold to fund conservation projects. Clausen said the drawing will be held at the next Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting on January 30, 2025, and participants do not need to be present to win. Special big game permits include hunting opportunities for elk, deer, and antelope in Kansas, and all applications are due by January 17, 2025. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks offers up to seven commission big game permits each year for no more than one elk, one antelope, and up to seven deer, depending on the applicant's preferences, and deer permits are either species, either sex, and are valid across the state during any season with legal equipment for that season. These also do not count against other big game permits that the license holder may get. Organizations involved in the program keep 15% of the sale price of the permits to support their individual missions, with the remaining 85% being held by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks until a mutually agreed upon conservation project is approved, and organizations cannot win one of these permits more than once in a 3-year period. The United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, has chosen Kansas as one of 25 states and U.S. territories to participate in a new pilot program. The USDA said the pilot program under the Single Family Housing Home Repair Loans and Grants Program will help homeowners in rural areas more quickly make needed repairs to their homes in areas placed under a presidential disaster declaration or who live in rural partner network communities. Many contractors require 50% upfront before ordering materials and work begins, so under the pilot program, suppliers will be paid directly or to the contractor after receiving receipt of a paid invoice. The USDA reports that the new pilot program will help homeowners make needed repairs or improvements to their homes while preventing fraud. And under the Single Family Housing Home Repair Loans and Grants Program, low-income homeowners can receive loans for up to $40,000, and those over 62 can receive grants for up to $10,000. The 20-year term loans have a 1% interest rate, and for those over 62, the loans can be combined with the grant for a maximum lifetime total of $50,000. For more information about the program or to apply, you can contact your local USDA Rural Development Office or visit rd.usda.gov/KS.